is saying to us here in Refuge that if you want to experience superabundance, you've got to be willing to lose what you have in order to gain in a day what few will ever earn in a lifetime. Oh, I wonder, do you believe that today? That's what the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you, that if you want to experience superabundance, I mean in every area of your life, that you've got to be willing to lose what you have in order to gain in a day what some will spend a lifetime trying to earn. Say amen. It is Sam Walton, then the founder of Walmart. He knew this principle to be true, that if you want to break into the realms of abundance, you must be willing to relinquish, sacrifice, to give up, or to give away some significant portion of what you currently own. Thus, he took this mantra as his life's principle, for not only for his business but for his life as well, and share the profits with the community, vowing then to give a little to the community, to charge less for his products so that everybody could afford to purchase it, so that in the end everybody win, in the end everybody would benefit. And this principle of giving and sacrifice allowed him to become one of the richest men in the world before he died. Amen, somebody. The question that I continue to ask Refuge is, what are you willing to sacrifice in order to change your current predicament, your current situation? What are you willing to let go in order to let God release what has been held up in the realms of the supernatural? I don't know this morning if you know it, whether or not you know it, but there are blessings that are held up, blessings that will never turn loose until you release a miracle seed from your hands into the hands of God. Somebody say amen. Yes, in all of life, the law of sacrifice demands that you have to give up something that is dear and precious and priceless to you in order to receive something of a greater value. Yes, this is an inherent universal principle that relegates our position and determines our portion in life. This is the principle that relegates our position and determines our portion in life. Abraham, brothers and sisters, for example, Abraham had to walk away and relinquish his ancestral inheritance, and then later on he had to give up his own son, his only son Isaac, in order to become the father of all nations. Are you following me? After finally giving birth to her only child, Anna had to give up Samuel back to God, hallelujah, for the service of the kingdom, in order to completely break the spirit of barrenness. Say amen, somebody. As a consequence, Anna then delivered 4 more additional children. And had she not given up Samuel, hallelujah, to God as the tithe unto God, her womb would have been closed, perpetually. Matthew had to give up his prestigious, lucrative position as an IRS officer in order to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. I feel you here. After a night of frustration, Peter had to give up his boat to be used as a pulpit for Jesus' beachside evangelistic campaign. But in the end, my God, after catching nothing all night long, the Bible said he had to call for call for his friends. He had to call for his neighbors and to bring another boat, because his boat was so filled with fish after Jesus got in it, hallelujah to God, until it almost sank. I want to tell you that there are stuff that I held up in the spirit realm that God want to bring to your life, and God is saying you got to put out some collateral, you got to release a seed, hallelujah to God, if you want to harvest. Is anybody hearing me in here? I come to tell you, Jesus had to temporarily abrogate or abolish his eternity, his eternality and his divinity, to condescend to the lowly ancillary state of humanity in order to become the savior of the world. I feel you here, Lord Jesus. You've got to understand, brothers and sisters, that nothing that leaves your hands or leave your life with an aim to the throne of God will ever be taken away from you. It is coming back. Slap your neighbor, tell him it's coming back. But it's coming back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Shout, it's coming back. Somebody shout, it's coming back. Is anybody hearing me today? Shout. I said, open up your mouth and shout, it's coming back. Hallelujah, 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 is coming back. Some things will never come to your life until a miracle seed leaves your hands. What we are willing to let go in order to let God release what's been held up. Hallelujah to God is the question we must ask ourselves. What are you willing to let go in order to let God release what's been held up in your life? Prophesy today, hallelujah to God, that as you let go your seed, as you let go your gifts, as you let go your talents, that every blessing that the devil has held up in your life, that the doors of heaven will swing wide open so that God can bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that they may ask of you, above all that you could ever ask, above all that you can ever imagine, above all that you can ever think. Somebody touch your neighbor and tell him, I got something big coming. I want you to announce it. I want all the prophets in the house to begin to announce it in the atmosphere, that something big is on the way. How do I know that? Because something has already left my life. Say amen, somebody. Come to tell you that you need not to worry about what's leaving your life. You need not to worry about losing. If God is the one who is the head of your life, when you touch the poor, you touch the heart of God. When you touch the ministry, you touch the heart of God. When you bless the less fortunate, you touch the heart of God. And when God's heart is touched, hallelujah, something is leaving the kingdom of God. Touch your neighbor and tell them, something left the kingdom of God and it's got your address on there. I'm not just talking about monetary blessings. I'm talking about grace. I'm talking about favor. How many know that favor is greater than money? How many know that favor is greater than the treasures of the earth? Somebody today is in a situation. Somebody today is in an idiosyncratic situation that nobody else can help you. I come to tell you, your financial advisor cannot help you. I come to tell you, your boss cannot help you. I come to tell you that what you need is something for the kingdom of God. And that's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Touch your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, it's coming. God told me to tell somebody. God told me to announce it. Refuge, something big, hallelujah, is coming to your life. And because you are connected to this ministry, I need to tell 25 persons in this house, is coming to your house in a big way. I'm not talking about UPS. I'm saying the angels of of the Lord. They are heavy loaded and they're on their way to your house, to your family. For the riches of the Lord, it brings no earthly sorrow. God says, I got an extra package for you. God says, I've heard your cry, but Cornelius, I've also seen your gifts. Cornelius, thine arms have come up before me, hallelujah, as a memorial. And God says, hallelujah, there's a season. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, there'll always be a time to sow. But I come to announce the refuge. God says that this is the season of reaping. Your harvest has come. The dry season has passed. I'm sending the rain, the latter rain and the former rain. I hear God saying it's coming in a walloping flood. I hear God saying what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, is coming to your life. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give him praise. Open up your mouth and give him praise. Yes. Yes. Somebody shout big. Somebody shout big. In a big way. It's on the way. Now I want you to get back to the text now. Because what are you? The question is, what are you willing to let go in order to lose divine favor into your life? This was the exacerbating, troublesome situation. Question that Amaziah, that 25-year-old king of Judah, had to deal with when he made an erroneous investment that immediately took a devastating downward turn. Come on, somebody. 100 talents of silver. Understand, 7,500 pounds of silver. Hallelujah. And the investment took a downward nosedive. Wanting then to somehow augment, enlarge, and strengthen the latitudinous expanse of his kingdom, Amaziah organized and, amen, fortified his military army. They have 300,000 military warriors. Hallelujah. Somebody skilled in using the sword, skilled in using the spear. Yes, they knew how to handle their weapon. Wanting to establish an acute sense of invincibility against the forces, against his nemesis and his foes. The Bible says, desiring to secure an even greater advantage in battle, he invested this 100, amen, talents of silver to hire an additional 100,000, amen, Israelites, amen, soldiers from to form alliance with Judah's army. But this investment would soon prove to be a futile proposition. I want to tell somebody, hallelujah to God, that anything that does not carry God's divine counsel, God's divine, amen, directives, it will come to naught. It will be futile. Come on, somebody. What you need is a word from God. God is telling me to tell somebody, before you make the next move, you had better consult God. I don't know. I feel you here today, God. I don't know what next step you're about to make. I don't know what's the vision for your family. But God is telling me, you gotta meet me on the altar, because I'm getting ready to give you some direction. Touch somebody and tell them that's what I need. I need a word from God. If God puts his word on it, then and honey, you cannot lose. Somebody say, yes, I need God's approval. I need God's directive. Somebody say, yes. Somebody say, yes. Here it is. Hallelujah. He had money. Hallelujah. He had financial power, but he did not have God's blessing on his decision. Say amen, somebody. And what happened now? In order to pacify and satisfy, hallelujah to God, there was King Amaziah, and he's woefully content with the false security of now a 400,000 man army, until a bold, intrepid, fearless, nameless prophet walked through the corridors of the palace with a stern warning from the captain of the host of Israel. Come on, somebody. And there he says, not so fast, King Amaziah. Do not go into battle, because if you do, you will surely be defeated. Why is that? Because the Lord is not with the soldiers that you just are hired from Israel. Come on, hear somebody. God is not with them. You have formed an unholy alliance, and it's going to be to your detriment. Come on, somebody. I don't know who counseled him. I don't know who gave him advice. I don't know which one of his military general advised him to hire extra emissaries. But God says, I'm all you need. Somebody say yes. I don't care how much of anything that you may have, and I don't care how loaded and secure you may think that you are. Am I talking to somebody? Unless God throws his divine support around you, you and all that you rely on are destined to fail. Somebody talk to me here. Somebody talk to me here. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I cannot afford to lose this one. I cannot afford to lose this battle. I cannot afford to lose this opportunity. I'm on the verge of something big. I'm on the verge of conquering something. I am on the verge of possessing something, and I cannot afford to lose this one. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and the Lord shall direct your path. Somebody talk to me here. Somebody talk to me here. Amaziah, you think that you can succeed by your brilliance, by your intelligence, by your ingenuity, by your possession. But God says, I'm the Lord of the harvest. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. You've relied on your money, but I heard the word of God says that you and your money shall perish and depart. Come on, but if you fix your eyes, hallelujah, on the hills from whence coming my help. Somebody shout, my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Slap somebody and tell them, I cannot afford to lose this one. Koda mashandaba. I said, touch somebody. Come on, talk to your neighbor. Tell him, I cannot afford to lose this one. I cannot afford to lose this one. Touch your neighbor. This is critical. This is a critical point of your life. And I'm not going down this way. Shut him in, somebody. No matter how many, amen, elaborate real estate properties you own, no matter how much stock piles of money you have, unless God is with you, all your efforts are futile. I don't care how many high-powered contracts or contacts or friends you have when you, when your back is against the wall. Bishop, preach. When your back is against the wall, you need the everlasting King, the one who stands above them all. Hallelujah. You need him, the one who stands indomitable and unconquerable. Shout, you need him. You need the Lord of hosts, who in spite of it all, he reigns victorious. He reigns unbeatable. I don't care how much support you may claim to have. You need the Lord. I come to talk to somebody. You need him. I don't care how secure, how well you think that you're doing, because without God, you're up today and you're down tomorrow. And what you gonna do if God's not with you to help you to bounce back? Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. Everything around you, everything in your life might be going down. It might vacillate and fluctuate, but touch somebody and tell them, my faith stand. My faith stand. I'm standing. Somebody said, I'm standing on the promises of Christ my Lord. I feel you here. Proverbs 12 and verse 2. Hear what it says. Proverbs 12 and 2 informs us that a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. Come on and say yes. Listen, when God puts favor on your life, no power can defeat or hold back your blessing. You don't have to have a lot of resources. Come on and talk to me, somebody. In order for you to do big things in the earth, you don't have to have a lot of resource. In fact, you don't even have to have great credit. There are times that if your heart is right before God, if you are one, hallelujah to God, with your two mites that give to the kingdom of God, your two mites can open a door that's bigger than the man on Wall Street. Somebody better talk to me in here. Somebody better talk to me in here. Listen, when God puts favor in your life, no power can hold you back. But if God's not with you, nothing you do will ever prosper. Are you hearing me? Amaziah recorded in Psalms 33 and 16. Let us then consider the confession of Israel's most renowned monarch. I speak, of course, of David. David said, no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escaped by his great strength. King David knew that without the Lord, that all men are helpless and hopeless. Thus in Psalms 44, hallelujah, 6 to 7, he says this. He avows, he says, I put no trust in my bow. I put no trust in my weapon. Come on, somebody, come with me. He said, my sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You, oh God, you put your adversaries to shame. If God's fighting for you, come on, somebody, you don't depend upon your artillery. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we here at Refuge, we will remain. We will depend upon the name of the Lord. Somebody say yes. Your future is bright, because who holds your future is the Lord. Your future is bright, because he is the way. He is the truth. He is your light. He'll brighten your path. Somebody say yes. I heard David says, shine your light, the light of your countenance up on me. May God shine his light on you and unveil the treasures of darkness. May God shine his light upon you and give you ideas and show you where the treasure is. May God shine. Somebody shout shine. Somebody shout shine your light on me. Father, shine your light on us. Shine your light on refuge. That's what we've been asking you to do. Shine your light on my community. I announce it to the world. God's gonna bless Bridgeport because we are here. Shemanda Basti blended Abeshuatabra. I come to tell you, as God spoke to us out of Ezekiel 31 this past week, I come to tell you that God says, I'm sending supernatural resource, hallelujah, to God from heaven. I'm sending you a water supply that is gonna irrigate the land. Come on, somebody, and it's gonna bring forth a mighty harvest. What God has come into us, hallelujah, will not just be contained between four walls. It's getting ready to run out in the streets. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. The day of our harvest is here. Hallelujah. Somebody, in all of his many trials, you got to see it here. You've got to see that victory comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. David says, you give victory over the enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In all of our many trials, in all of our tribulation, do I have a testimony of this? We are certain that God is our help. God is our help. Hallelujah. Families forsake you. Friends deserted you. But I come to testify that God is our help. Thus we hear the reverberating sound of his prayers echoing in Psalm 60 and 11. He says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. I don't care how fortified, insulated, and secure your amen you profess to be, sooner or later you will face something that only the power of God can deliver you out of. It might not feel that way right now, but as night follows day, you're gonna need the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to today. It's quite apparent, however, that Amaziah was rather absent-minded. He was complacent or completely oblivious to this reality. Otherwise, he would have known that with God on his side, we need nobody else. Are you hearing me, somebody? The very name Amaziah, it means strengthened by God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Touch your neighbor and ask him, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? The name says it means strengthened by God. If God says I'm going to empower you, it means that no matter what you face, nothing will be able to resist the power of God inside of you. I want to ask you, do you know who you are? Amaziah, your name tells who you are. You are strengthened by God. You got the favor of God. You got the help of God. So that even though things look dismal, you ain't got to worry, because the battle is not yours. Shout, it is the Lord. Somebody shout, it is the Lord. I hear God telling me to tell somebody, sit tight, I'll take it from here. I hear God say it, I'll take it from here. Fret not thyself because of evil conditions, because of evil situations, because of evil doers. Come on, somebody. Because the trouble you see today, the Egyptian you see today, I'm getting ready to blow on it. I'm getting ready to blow on it. I'm gonna blow it to oblivion. Somebody need to open up your mouth and shout, God, blow. Blow upon it. Blow on it, God. Blow on it, God. God's getting ready to blow some things out of your life and to blow your mind by his power. Touch your neighbor. Tell him, God, getting ready to blow your mind. I feel God in here.
Somebody say yes. Somebody say yeah. Don't use sight of your spiritual identity. Do not look at your account, children, and determine who you are. Are you hearing me, somebody? Because things does not define us. Things betrays our true identity in God. Come on and say amen, somebody. Because he is my daddy, oh. Come on, somebody. That everything daddy has belongs to me. Ah, God, you gotta say yes. Ah, God. It means strengthened by God, which implies that the only help that Judah's army needed was God himself. Oh, God, help me here. Oh, God. Albeit every now and then we find these sanctimonious individuals acting as if faith in God alone is not enough. I wonder, can I preach here? And so in their quest to secure additional assistance, they find themselves hooking up with illegitimate colleagues and forbidden companions that surreptitiously wiggle and worm their way into their lives with a dubious, malicious, satanic assignment to hijack their future and to rob you of the priceless relationship that you share with God. I come to help somebody today. I don't care who's trying to buy you, who's trying to pay you off, who's trying to bait you with their Ferrari. I don't care who flashes a card before you. Hallelujah, they say bling bling bling. I don't care who's using their Maserati. Hallelujah, to pull you. Honey, it's a trap. I don't care how poor you are. If God's got to send a destiny helper, hallelujah, to your life. If God's got to dry up somebody else's resource to send them to you in order for you to provide a night's dinner, God will use the one night's gift and turn it into a 3.5-year harvest. He did it for the widow woman and her son. I come to tell you that you have resource you do not know. Come on, somebody, touch your neighbor. Tell them life's about to change. My life's about to change. I've been in the dumps for too long, but I hear God saying, I'm getting ready to bless your socks off. If you trust in me, if you trust in me. Touch somebody and tell them, don't be sorry for me. I need somebody to prophesy today. Because who's looking at you now with a scornful eye is going to be looking at you tomorrow with a jealous eye. Touch somebody and tell them, don't be jealous when you see me wearing it. Don't be jealous when you see me driving it. Don't be jealous when you see me laying in it. Don't be jealous when you see me living in it. Don't be jealous when you see me flaunting it. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. Lord have mercy. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Amaziah was doing fine. Can I preach? Amaziah, he was doing fine with God until he decided, Patterson, to spice up the relationship by introducing a third party into the picture. Can I preach? If I feel it, as if God alone was not good enough to satisfy Judah's need for protection, security, and provision. Come on, Mamandini be a Shabbat. Yes, Lord. So he decided that he needed to spice up the relationship. Amaziah made a volitional decision to yoke himself to this abominable concept of a military threesome. Lord Jesus, Amaziah now found himself in deep trouble with God. Hallelujah, the eternal lover, because of a relationship that was so sacred, a relationship that was so pure, was now totally contaminated and perverted because somebody got desperate. Somebody prayed and prayed and said, since God ain't coming, I gotta come up with an alternative. Look this way. I come to tell you that God is all you need. Come, 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 come. The Bible says, hallelujah to God, that he went and got hooked up, hallelujah to God, to some folk that looked good but did not carry the grace of God. Somebody talk to me. Some folk that look strong, some folk that look like they could help him out, not knowing that the only thing the ungodly can do is help you down. Lord have mercy. Sound man, help me. Lord have mercy. Amaziah now found himself in deep trouble with God. You may not have noticed, but sometimes your greatest hindrance to progress and success is who you're with. Talk to me, somebody. You got to be careful who you get to entangle, who you entangle, get to entangle with, because some relationships, it carries a death wish that is ordered by the devil in hell. You don't hear me, somebody? The whole human race is in trouble with God because Eve, hallelujah, got with a snake and sold the same sadistic, salacious idea to Adam himself. You got to be careful who you allow to entice you, to tickle you, to beguile you, to capture and incarcerate your attention. Come on, Mamandi Bear. You got to be careful with hips, lips, and fingertips. You got to be careful with dark skin. Come on, Mamandi Bear. And caramel. Come on, Mamandi Bear Shabba. You got to be careful. Hallelujah. With bulging, pulchritudinous body. London and Abashia. You got to be careful with pretty mesmerizing eyes. You got to be careful if they don't have God. Lord have mercy. Then that is a Jezebel. That's a Delilah. That's a death wish. But I come to help a daughter. I come to help a brother out. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody and tell him God is all you'll ever need. Say yes. If you get God, you get everything else. He'll bring to your life what you need. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will. Somebody shout he. Somebody shout he. He will direct your path. Touch somebody and tell them, I might be lonely, but I'm not alone. I got somebody with me. He's gonna lead me to the treasure. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah.
Touch somebody real quick and tell them, I don't know what you're looking at, but I'm getting ready for the revolution. I prophesy, Murray, that things about to change. I prophesy that God's got a gift on back order for you. I prophesy that this is a
season that God said, I'm determined, as the Lord God live, I'm going to pull you out and pull you up. As the Lord God live, you cried and you cried, prayed and you prayed. And God says, if you trust in me, you will never be ashamed. I got you. God says, I got a package on layaway. I got to let it gain escrow. I got it in escrow. I got to let it gain some interest. Right now, you're in the situation that you're in, but I got to give it some time so we can grow and gain more interest. But baby, 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 Lord have mercy. God says, I got something for you. Tell your neighbor, sit tight. God's got you.
Please forgive me. I don't do this all the time, but every now and then I want to do a little throwback and go way back into my past, into my culture, to tell somebody, hallelujah to God, in the vernacular of Patwa, to say inagasa. If anybody understand what I mean, touch your neighbor and tell him, say inagasa. I know my daughter-in-law missed me completely. She didn't know, hallelujah, what I'm saying. But I come to tell somebody that God's not going to let this one, hallelujah, just go off like that. Come on, baby. I don't care who's getting blessed. I don't care who's getting ahead of you. I don't care who's passing you. God said, I got to let yours brew some more. God says, I'm not giving you nothing premature. Yours gonna be well done, baby. Well done, well done. I don't want a rare blessing. I want a well done, well done. When I give this to you, honey, it's not gonna be a struggle to enjoy it. Come on, when it comes, it's satisfaction guaranteed. Refuge, you waited a long time, and God says to tell you, I'm sending the second wind. You got a little tired in the 25th year, but this is a new beginning, baby. Come on, tell somebody, this is the second half, and the devil thought he had you, but God says, I'm increasing your stamina, I'm increasing your strength. In the second half, I feel like preaching. I feel like preaching. You got to be careful. You got to be careful who you allow, hallelujah to God, to capture your heart. Look at the Pauline writings. I want you to gaze into the Pauline writings with me as we go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. There the Bible forewarns us. He says not to be unequally yoked together. Hallelujah. Somebody with unbelievers. Anybody going to talk to me? Lord have mercy. In other words, he says, do not form intimate alliance with those who are unbelievers, for they will lead you astray. Come on, they will truncate your blessing. They will abrogate and abolish what God intended for your life. Some people are living today, hallelujah to God, beyond their means, because they formed alliance with the wicked. Come preach. In other words, do not form intimate alliance with the wicked. And the rhetorical question now becomes, how can righteousness share intimate partnership with wickedness? Or how can light, amen, light cohabitate, to coexist, to live with
darkness. You ain't hearing me, somebody. After God has brought you out of the darkness, why in the heavens or on earth or in hell would you want to allow somebody to pull you back into the muck and the mire? Church folks are hypocrites, you say. So you form alliance, hallelujah to God, with a dirty mouth, filthy mind individual. Call he or she your best friend. And it's no wonder you're living under a curse when you're supposed to be living, hallelujah, under the banner of Jehovah Nissi. I feel God, you. This is the point where some folk get mad. Mad if you want to, I'm going to bless you. Mad if you want to, I'm going to pull you out. God said you can do better. You can do better if you turn to me. Your life is in a shambles. Your life is a mess. You wear good clothes and smell good. Your heels are like stilts, and your hair's always done. But on the inside, your heart is beating. Your heart is bleeding. You're living with burdens. Hallelujah to God that you are responsible for. You're living with the consequence of your indecisions and decisions. But God says, I refuse to let it go this way. I'm not with your colleagues. I'm not with your secret companion. Your life will never be blessed until you leave that knock-knee joker alone. Your life will never be blessed until you leave that spice girl alone. I know she looks sweet. I know she makes your heart beat, but she will bring you to hell. You better hear me right now. Some of you chasing the almighty dollar, but I'm here to tell you, hallelujah to God, that your riches, if it causes you to lose sight of God, will bring you down to hell. And I'm not connecting to anything or anybody that can't help me. Come on, Mandibia, if you're gonna help me. If you can't help me up, I won't let you pull me down. Open up your mouth and shout hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. We know this to be impossible because light and darkness are diametrically opposed. They don't match. They don't mix. They don't blend. Hallelujah. And they don't fuse together. Somebody say yes. There is no cohesive alignment. Hallelujah. In such illicit, forbidden association. And so the admonition holds. Because you are God's, amen, sacred vessel. Do not entangle yourself with folks that are detached and disconnected from God. Some of you are where you are because that connection, that unholy connection, puts you back 15 more years in your life. Your Christianity, your faith is on hold. You're running cold because you had somebody else drawing your oil. And now, like the five foolish virgins, you run out of oil. You ain't got no praise, ain't got no peace, and ain't got no joy. But I come to tell you, Samson, your hair will grow again. God said, I'm about to visit you. I'm about to raise you up. God said, I'm bringing you back. God said, if you let loose the noose around your neck, I'm bringing you back. I'm about to restore your glory. Refuge, refuge. God said, I'm about to restore your glory. Am I helping anybody today? Am I helping anybody today? Be careful who you invest in. Be careful who you give authority over your life. Be careful who the decision makers are in your life. Some of you have counselors and advisors because of the juice they produce that is bringing you to a place of poverty and condemnation. You will look back,
like the prodigal son and see how far you have come. Boy was up under his daddy's house, living in a mansion, enjoying 4 and 5 square meals a day, having servants attending to him in his daddy's house. Come on, a prince with his daddy. Until he took his inheritance. That's the problem when we want a premature blessing. That's the problem when we don't allow the thing, hallelujah, to God to mature. Norman, tell them you can't just invest something today in the stock market and then next month you want to pull out everything and you want a 5,000% increase. The devil is a liar. Even if you put it in today and tomorrow it goes up 25%, that would be a big deal. It'll be a big earning. But baby, if you let it sit for another 25 years, it could go up 25 million. Come on, somebody, touch your neighbor and tell him, I will not let the devil shortchange me. I got something big. I'm waiting for the big. Somebody talk to me. Prodigal son could not wait on God, so he got his stuff and went connected with the hustlers of the world. Did you hear me, somebody? He got hustled. Oh God, I wish I had a real American church today. I said the boy got hustled. He got hustled. He had pimps, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, that ate him dry. I mean, they spent his money dry. I mean, when things were right, it was party all night and party all day. Oh, it was dancing in the streets until he went broke. And the only, somebody say, the only association he had left, looked around and his friends were gone. And one day he got so far until he found pig food. He found himself in a pig pen. Hallelujah, getting ready to eat hog food. Lord have mercy. And that's when his eyes opened. Said, I got to arise. I got to go back home. I hear God telling me to tell somebody, get up out of the mess from where you are and come on back home. Your daddy awaits you. Hallelujah. Say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There he is. No cohesive alignment in such illicit, forbidden association. And so the admonition holds, hallelujah, that because you are God's sacred vessel, then you should detach and disconnect yourselves from everybody and anything that doesn't carry the blessings of God on it. As a consequence, when it comes to my relationship with God, there is no negotiation. I'm not closing. Keep me back there at the right temperature. If you are not on God's side, pardon me, brothers and sisters, but I don't need you in my life. Can I get 25 witnesses in here? I don't need you coming between me and the lover of my soul. I don't care how voluptuous, scrumptious, or delicious you look. I don't need you coming to separate me from the one who holds the key to my heart. If God is not the head of your life, then I don't need you in my life. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Judas, amen, prospect for success was grossly, amen, compromised because of an unholy alliance with men that were rejected by God. Some of you are only in the mess that you are in today because of an undercover imposter that you allowed into your life. Some of you are living under past ancestral curses because of the family you got in touch with, you got involved with. They carry a curse on their lives just because the Negro looks good, just because, hallelujah to God, she has sweet lips, doesn't mean that that's God's purpose. plan for your life. She may look good on the outside, but the spirit of the family is one that is rooted in diseases and untimely death and depression and stress. Everybody in that family crazy, and the girl been trying to tell you she crazy. She cuss you off even when she gives you ice cream, but you love the thing between the sheets. You just can't let her go. She gonna be the death of you. Oh my God, have mercy. He thrill you, he dines you and wines you. Hallelujah. But the minute you say no, he grab you and shake you. He wanna beat you and kick you. One of these days you'll get an O.J. Simpson stab, and that will be the end of you. Wake up. Who am I talking to today? God is telling me about evil, unholy alliance. God said it's time to break away. It's time to get out of it. You still got time to get out of the deal. You still got time. Don't. There might be a ring, but take it off, take it off. If that's not God's plan, break, 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 break. Break the engagement. You still got time. Get out of the deal. If God's not with it, you cannot be blessed. Say yes. Somebody's listening to me online. You're all across the water, and God is saying, get out of it. Get away, get away, get away, get away, get away. Get away, run. Run. Look at somebody, tell them, run. Oh God, oh God, oh God. The minute he or she turns their back, pack your stuff and run. Where am I running to? Where am I going? The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Touch somebody, tell them the best thing you can do now is run. I know you're in too deep, but run. Run before you drown. You ask yourself, how did beauty turn into such a beast? But the truth is, this was nothing but a train wreck from the very beginning. By now you would have been way ahead of the dream of your dreams, but you lock hands and heart. You merged and formed league with a serpent, and before you knew it, you got bitten. Come on, somebody! Lucky for you, there is time to cut ties before you are completely, sucked in and swallowed up in a life of unalterable detriment and irreversible loss. Come on, somebody, touch your neighbor and tell him, count your loss. Get up and run. Count your loss. Break the contract. Cut your loss. Break the contract. Cut your loss. Break the covenant. Break the covenant. Break the covenant. God will help you on the other hand. Say it. You know it's not of God. That's why you kept it a secret. You know it's not of God. But it feels too good for you to commit it to prayer. If you're not willing to pray about it and to get God's ultimate word on it, then you know it ain't God. Come on, somebody. Because Luke, when you pray, either he's going to tell you, go ahead, wait a while, or you know what you do? Run. Look at somebody, tell him, run. Hey, I don't know, it's not for everybody. This part is not for everybody, but it's for somebody. And since I don't want to miss that somebody, look at somebody and tell them, run. Look behind you and tell them, run. Baby, it doesn't feel good. It gives you a bad feeling. Run. If some of you had run, you wouldn't end up in 10 years and 12 years. Hallelujah to God, of a relationship that caused nothing but pain. I heard Jackie McCullough said one time, she said, I came out of, and she said, I got married to a man, and I was married to the man for years. She said the man would beat me. Here I am, a preacher. She said, the man would beat me, bust my lips up, and throw me in the sheetrock. I'd go to prayer meeting with a swollen eye and a swollen lip, put on some makeup and pretend, hallelujah, that I've been crying all day long to the Lord. Said, but I came back home after the man would beat me silly before I went to church. And I came back home, and he said, the man is laying there in the bed. And by the time he lays his hands on me, I forgot about the beating. I was crying a different type of tears, but it did not last for long. That's the problem. Hallelujah. To go, oh, the way he makes me feel. Oh, my God, have mercy. Oh, what a paradox. What a paradox that we call physical eros. We call it love. Honey, if that's what love looks like, then who in the hell needs a devil like that? You gotta love yourself. Are you hearing me, somebody? You can make yourself happy without a brute like that, without a mongrel like that, that's only in your life for your money. Are you hearing me, brother? I don't know why I'm preaching like this or who I'm helping, but I'm here to tell you that God said you're into something real low. You're into something that's going to cause your life and your future. And God said, run. I said, run. Look at somebody, tell them, run. Oh, shut up, back at every end of it.
But Pastor Bishop, you don't know. You can say what you want to say, because after all, you've been married since you were 20 years old. What in the world do you know about loneliness? I know a whole lot of people, not me, because if I get to heaven and God reinstalls the matrimonial blessings in heaven, I am going to crawl the corners of heaven to search for this one. To search for this one. Because this one is for keeps. But there are people in here right now who can tell you. Don't look at me. They might. Don't look around. Don't put your head down. Don't put your head down. And I think it's you. Who've been with 10 and 12 partners in their lives, and they ain't satisfied yet. Every one of them brought nothing but misery. Misery love company. Huh? And Bible says that everybody that you lay down with, you pick up their spirits. I'm not going to say what my flesh want to tell me, but I will tell you this, that it's difficult for you to lay down with a dirty dog and that rise up with fleas. Is that much? Yeah. Problem is, some people are waking up with more than fleas. They're waking up with a thing called disease. You said that. If they don't wake up with a disease, they wake up with dis-ease. They have no ease, no peace in their lives. And if it keeps you frustrated every day, I don't even care if it's illegitimate money. If it keeps you unhappy, if it keeps you up at night telling yourself, you know I can do better than this. You know I deserve more than this. I'm such a loving and kind and a gentle and affectionate person. You know I give too much of myself to get such little return. If it has you waking up in the morning, washing your mascara away with tears while on your way to work, to go through the day not even eating because there's a lump in your chest and something in your stomach because you're scared about going back home to face the same crisis and nightmare all over again. And if you didn't sleep last night and it's 2:30 in the morning tonight and you're still up having to get up at 5 in the morning, baby, run. Just somebody tell them run. Oh God, I got to rush to close here. I got to close here. I don't care. Honey, I don't care who left you. I don't care who left you struggling, powerless, breathless. Hallelujah. Scared half to death. Honey, if God is on your side, you don't need an extra. You don't need extra additives. You don't need any other flavors or preservatives. Oh God, no matter how rough things get, God is able to guide. God is able to protect. God is able to sustain. God is able to keep you until the battle comes to an end. Say amen, somebody. No matter the ensuing dangers that assail, God is able to keep you without the aid of any unwarranted solicitation. Even though the pressure sometimes become excessively overbearing, God is still more than enough for me. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. It gets hard sometimes, but if I got Jesus, that's enough for me. Touch somebody and tell them, if I've got Jesus. Shout, if I got Jesus. Shout, if I got Jesus. That's enough. That's enough for me. You know I can't finish this again. You know, God's got me stuck on this illegitimate connection. There's a canker worm among your blessings, baby. I don't know who you are, but you're being held back. You got caterpillars in your life. They're eating away your harvest. They're devouring your blessings. Oh God, you got to let them critters go. Are you hearing me? They're in the spirit realm trying to devour your glory. But God is telling me, you are born to be great. And you know it. And you know it. You got greatness beating on the inside. You made one decision, one bad decision, and those spirits are following you. But I want you to jump to your feet. Jump to your feet. God said, this got to be broken. It's got to be broken. You're not living like your family. There is glory on the life of your family, but somehow you are seeing elements, you're seeing features, hallelujah to God, of those whom you got hooked up to. But lift your hands before God. Lift your hands. There are some soul ties that you got to detach yourself from. I want you to lift your voice and shout, in the name of Jesus. I want you to shout, in the name of Jesus. Come on, be serious. Open up your mouth and shout, in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I disassociate myself. I detach myself. I disconnect myself from anything in my past, from anyone in my past, from any evil in my past that has now held me hostage. I disconnect myself from any spiritual soul ties that have held me hostage. In the name of Jesus, I loose myself from every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, I detach myself from any danger, from any imprisonment, from any enslavement. In the name of Jesus, you got hooked up with wickedness, and God says, Nabal will be the death of you. Break away from Nabal. God says, I'm getting ready. God says, I'm getting ready. Abigail, God says, I'm getting ready to give you the right hookup. Say it. Listen. Listen. Here's what the Lord is telling me. The Lord says, I don't know who it's for, but I just heard him. The Lord says, there is an illegitimate offer on the table. Walk away. The Lord says, there is an illegitimate offer on the table. A proposition and a proposal that seems too good to be true, because it is. Walk away. You are in the midst of the negotiation and you're about to close the deal. God said, walk away. Walk away. My hand is not on it. That's not my choice. You came here today. I heard you a while ago. You came here today telling God, you're watching me online, telling God, God, I need a word from you. Are you in it? Are you not? Is this your will? Is this your plan? Is it not? And God said, walk away. Walk away. I can bless you another way. Touch your neighbor, tell him one way or the other, I'm going to be blessed. Listen. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Listen. Remain standing. I'm closing. The Lord say, shut it down right here. Lorraine, Abigail was a man's dream. Abigail, oh, that girl came from a good home. That girl had a good family background. Yes, Abigail came from a lineage of people. Their pedigree was high. Yes, yes. They were brilliant people. They knew how to make right decisions. And listen, I mean, they not only had self-appeal. Oh, my God. But there was something about the root from which Abigail was taken. Abigail went and got hooked up with a man by the name of what? The man by the name of Nabal. You know what the Bible calls him? You know what his name means? His name means a fool. Watch this. Be careful now. Be careful how you call the boy a fool, because the boy was rich. That's the problem. That's the problem. Because what the society says? Society says, honey, if you're gonna marry, you gotta marry up, baby. You gotta marry up. Marry up. So you went up. And you've been down since then, because you hooked up to a fool. That boy's got everything that money could buy and all the money that things could. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Yes, that boy had men working for him. I mean, 5-star mansion they lived in. But that boy's a fool. He not just a fool, means that he is without sense. He's a wicked man. That's what the Bible calls him. He's a wicked man. He's the one that exploits people. Watch this, I'm closing. And he played the fool one time too many and went and messed with the wrong. Look at somebody and tell him, I'm not the one. I ain't the one. You got to let the devil know. Come on, we're getting ready to close. Turn around, look at somebody behind you. Look at somebody across from you and tell them, I ain't the one. You bring a curse. You turn around and bring a curse on your life if you mess with me. Because you don't know who I'm hooked up to. And if you ever let me fall down on my face and cry tears before God 2 times, honey, for the next 25 years, you trying to get the hell that God brought on your life. Come on, somebody, for messing with the apple of his eyes. You better look at somebody and tell them you don't know who you're messing with. You know who he went to mess with? You got to be careful when you see believers going through a little rough season. It's only a season. Don't mess with them. Because seven times will a good man fall, but seven times will he rise up again. Touch somebody, tell them God is getting ready to raise me up. Turn around, look at somebody, say God is getting ready to raise me up. Hallelujah, somebody. David is on the run, and David's going through a little rock and a hard place. Come on, somebody. But David is pretty sharp. He decided that while he was out in a desolate place, that he was going to give anyway. Oh my God, have mercy. I'm in the dry season of my life. I don't have money, but I'm going to give service. You know this is God. I don't have money, but I'm going to give service. So he goes out there. David is a natural born killer. He's anointed to kill. He's got an armed defense, a defense army around him that is next to none. He's got his 300 soldiers, and among the 300 are the 30 most powerful men on earth. These men are lethal weapons. These are the kind of men who goes down into a pit on a snowy day, in a pit, come on somebody, and took a lion in a pit and ripped him apart like a kid. Come on, Dibia. These are the men he's surrounded with, and he sees this fool, he sees his sheep, he sees his livestock, hallelujah, and he begins to guard them. He protects Naboth's stuff, hallelujah, so that no invader would come in and rob Naboth. And in the time of trouble, David sent, hallelujah to God, to ask Naboth for a little lunch, hallelujah, for he and his soldiers. He said, I've been watching your stuff, and I haven't touched one. I haven't stolen nothing from you. You've been blessed because I've been around. But Naboth, being an exploiter, he likes people working for him for free. He likes free service without any remunerations. And he says, who is David? Who in the world is David? Come on, look this way. Who in the world is David? I'm not taking my stuff and give it to David. Come on, somebody. And David got mad. Be careful. Be careful how you mess with the people that God is blessing. Let me tell you something. Some of the people that are down, some of the people that you see down today, the best thing you can do is bless them. Because when they rebound, they can either be to you a blessing or your worst nightmare. Say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. Oh, God, touch somebody. Tell them things about to turn. There's about to be an upward turn in your life. Come on, Mandebe. Come on, Mandebe. Come on, Mandebe. I need somebody to rejoice. I need somebody to rejoice. Refuge cannot prophesy. They said that. They said that it's done for us. They said that they're going to be stuck in that hill. Hallelujah, for all their lives. They said that they can never recover. But they did not read Isaiah 62:4. For the Lord said, refuge, no longer shall you be called forsaken. No longer your land shall be called barren. But Beulah, your land shall be called Ephzabah. Because I'm getting ready to delight in you. I'm getting ready to send you supernatural resource. I'm getting ready to bless you, that your neighbors and your enemies will have their mouth wide open. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Shout is getting ready to turn. It's getting ready to turn. It's getting ready to turn. It's getting ready to turn. When David got the message, David said, You scorn me like this? You pay me evil for good like this? I could have taken your whole house. I could have launched a coup attempt. I could have taken everything you got, but I'm a righteous man. And I worked for you even though you didn't pay me. Now, may God help you. He says, if today I leave one man that pisseth against the wall. I did not curse this way. Read the Bible. Blame King James. Blame King James. Why is it important that language is used? What is he saying? What is he saying, Myrna? I will tell you this, what he's saying. I might not know what he's saying, but I know for absolutely certain that a woman cannot piss against the wall. A woman does not have a projectile. She cannot aim. I'm being biblical, radical and biblical. She cannot aim. But a man can aim at any wall he wants to. And David was nobody you want to mess with. Righteous indignation. David says, may God help you, neighbor. If I leave the head on the body of one man today in your camp that pisseth against the wall. Do you know? One person in your family can bring a whole curse on your entire family because of how they mistreat a righteous man or woman. Be careful. Because God is telling me that some redemption needs to take place. Your situation is going to continue for years more, if not decades, if you don't tell God that by the blood of Jesus Christ, redeem what our ancestors stole from others. I don't know what my father's fathers did years ago that placed an embargo upon our lives. So when I ask God each day for forgiveness of sin, look at me, everybody. Look at me. Yolanda, I ask God not only to forgive my sins, I ask God to forgive my daddy's sins, my daddy's sins. Some of us, even as believers in the church, we are living off of the curse that was handed down because one of our family members raped another woman's innocent teenage child. And that woman could not win in court, so she cursed. Not just Canaan. But the curse came right down the line. Be careful. If you let a woman or a man cry tears before God and say, I curse you and your children, you might not be able to remove the curse for another 10 generations. If they say, I have heard of a woman who cursed a man in our district. And says, every one of your children and everybody associated with you will live under the spirit of insanity and madness, and you will walk naked. And every one of them, as soon as they get to be 16 years old, they lose their minds. And whether male or female, they're walking naked. Exposed. But I reverse those curses today that is over your life in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, stand to your feet and shout, that's not my portion. That's not my portion. It's been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed. I'm not that person. I'm in a new family. I come under a new bloodline. I'm under a new DNA. His name is Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's illegal. It's illegal. I'm not a part of that family. I'm under a new bloodline. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you.
Somebody lift your hands. Tell God, God, release me. Release me. Release me from the spirit of oppression, from my father's bloodline, from my mother's bloodline, from my ancestors. Release me from the spirit of wickedness, from the spirit of poverty, from the spirit of lack. Sicknesses and diseases, Anne Marie. Come on, ministers, come. The sicknesses and diseases, Deborah, that follows the family because of a curse. Because of a curse. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare that my son and my daughter and my daughters, that my son-in-law and my daughter-in-law, that my grandchildren, that they are blessed by the blessings of Father Abraham. By the blessings of Father Abraham, I declare that every son in this house, every daughter in this house, that you and your family, you and your posterity, you are blessed. You are blessed. We release the Abrahamic covenant over your life in the name of Jesus. You may have been down, but you are rising. You are rising. You are the head. You are not the tail. Be blessed. I break the illegitimate ties. I break the unholy covenant that was made with chicken's blood in somebody's backyard. I break it. I break it. I lift your name from the parchment paper that they buried in the ground. You will no longer be buried, for the Holy Ghost has come with resurrection power. Otalala! Otalala! I call forth Lazarus. I call forth Lazarus. I command you to come forth. Come up out of the grave. Come up from where they buried you. They buried your finance. They buried your future. They buried your strength. They buried your joy. They buried your glory. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we step into your situation with the blood of Jesus. You will prosper. You will succeed. You